Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, Prime Minister says government looking to maximize on energy and food security, urges agriculture sector to embrace technology, and commits to greater protection for victims of gender-based violence. I'm Anthony Morgan. Stay tuned. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government is cognizant of the connection between energy and food security and is looking for ways to increase Jamaica's capacity in both areas. The Prime Minister says there cannot be transformation and modernization of the agricultural sector without reducing the cost of energy.
The possibilities for our agricultural sector greatly increase when electricity and other energy-related costs are less volatile. Farmers, food processing entities, food entrepreneurs are able to invest in other aspects of their business when energy costs are affordable and generally predictable.
Prime Minister Holness was delivering the keynote address last Wednesday at the Food and Agriculture Organization FAO's 35th Regional Conference for Latin America and the Caribbean in Montego Bay. He reiterated that Jamaica is on track to achieving 30% of energy generated from renewable sources by 2030. The Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology is also looking to explore the use of biofuels to further diversify the energy mix. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Holness says that the agriculture sector must embrace technology, especially as the country remains vulnerable to the effects of climate change.
There is still heavy reliance on manual processes in agriculture across the region. While we cannot deny the close relationship between traditional culture and many of our agricultural practices, we must continue to appreciate the exponential value that can be created when we infuse our agricultural techniques and processes with technology.
The Prime Minister says climate smart solutions in agriculture will help production systems to adapt to increasingly unpredictable weather patterns. He adds that promoting partnerships in agriculture is vital to maximizing food production. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government is continuing to put measures in place to support victims of intimate partner violence and domestic abuse, even as it works to reduce the incidence of the crime. He says gender-based violence is one of the greatest challenges women face, adding that more needs to be done to deal resolutely with the issue.
We have been working to get the police to understand that they have a critical role in being proactive in addressing instances of intimate partner violence and domestic abuse that comes to their attention. That is why we supported and endorsed the implementation of a policy for preventative detention.
The Prime Minister hosted a breakfast meeting last Thursday at Jamaica House in observance of International Women's Day. More than 30 women in leadership positions across different spheres were invited to the meeting. The Prime Minister pointed out that the government has made resources available to establish shelters for victims of domestic and intimate partner violence, noting that one of three properties has already been purchased. Located in a rural area, the facility will be the first state-run national shelter for victims of gender-based violence and will offer training and counseling support. It is expected to begin operations during the upcoming financial year. And Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government will be proactive and deliberate in ensuring there is a gender balance on government-run boards and committees in the future. He says internal discussions are also ongoing to get the entire male cohort of the government to be supporters of gender equality.
We do try to get it right, and the debate is whether or not we should be proactive in doing it or we should allow it to evolve. I think that we have to be proactive. We have to be instrumental.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. International Women's Day, observed March 8, is a global observance celebrating the social, economic, cultural, and political achievements of women. The day also represents a call to action for accelerating gender equality, as outlined in this year's theme, Press for Progress. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for tuning in. I am Anthony Morgan with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.